Hello and welcome to your Rate My League preview show. I'm Andy Goldstein, joined by Adam Zekas, and today we're looking at Get a Life Football Champions League. And Rob bought the show. Thank you to Rob. Standard scoring, Dynasty, 12-teamer, IDP. Adam, before we get started, we'd like to break the ice with leagues out there, even leagues that we've seen before. So this year, because Rate My League is 5 years old, I've been asking you about things you've learned over the last 5 years. So what have you learned over the last 5 years about, motorcycles? Let's go with the motorcycles.
Oof, motorcycles. I know they're very loud.
Yes.
I've learned that you do need to check twice for motorcyclists. You really do. And like, keep your ears open. And I wish they drove, I wish they were louder, actually, because then you could hear them coming on the roads. Because sometimes you're like driving along and you look over and like, oh my God, there's a motorcycle there. I had no idea. So definitely like don't believe your lane assist. Okay. I hate the stupid lane assists. Don't believe your cameras and your sensors and your flip floppies and your hibbly dibblies. Just look with your goddamn eyes.
My neighbor,
make sure there's no motorcycle there.
One of my neighbors built like his own motorcycle. Okay.
That's awesome.
And yeah, it's awesome. Except
like a kit, or he built it from scratch.
I have no idea. I don't know anything about motorcycles. All I know is he built a motorcycle, and in order for him to ride it, I guess this is the rule. He has to turn it on and let it idle for like, 15 minutes or something. I don't understand it. I don't know what's going on, but it's always like at 7:30 in the morning, I just hear, rum, 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 and it's just like,
that was accurate.
For like 15 minutes, I'm like, what's going on? So that's what I've learned. I've learned that my neighbor built one, and it's not the greatest thing that
ever
happened.
Yeah, it's a little rude. It is a little bit like, nothing to take away from motorcycles, but it's a little bit like, hey guys, I'm coming, look at me.
Number eight, eight starters here on offense, four starters on defense. So on offense, it's one quarterback, one running back, one wide receiver, one tight end, one kicker, and three flex plays. On defense, we got one defensive lineman, one linebacker, one defensive back, and one defensive flex play. So Rob wrote in, they had their final cut down today. I don't know if I got the rosters before or after that, but it shouldn't matter too much. And this is their third season with us, so super appreciative on this end to see leagues come back and get some more Rate My League abuse. It's always fun. And so the defending champion is North Shore Nemesis. He's won 2 years in a row. He beat the Tasmania Devils with a late miracle touchdown by Aaron Jones. Was that a Monday night game?
I think so, yep.
Monday night, week 16, right? So 26-man roster, 7-man practice squad. Scoring is kind of TD heavy. I love this. PPR is the worst rule ever devised, so we don't use it.
Wow.
Thank you.
Touchdowns only.
Thank you. Well, it's not touchdowns only. It's just definitely heavier on touchdowns. I, as someone who does shows like this, I try to remain relatively neutral about different league systems and scoring systems. And that said, I do have some strong opinions that I try to keep to myself about scoring, and I do have some strong opinions about point per reception and half point per reception that when I tell them in mixed company, it's not good. So I have to be careful. But I'm with Rob a little bit. I don't like point per reception scoring.
Yeah, I mean, I get the argument of like, well, just our catches and we're scoring reports, but I think half point PPR is a little bit okayer.
Yeah,
and then I like tiered PPR. I like where like you kind of set it up a little bit, and like I feel like I can convince someone that a 0 yard catch is a plus play in the NFL. I don't think it should be worth one whole point, but I think it's valuable.
Zero yard catches are not worth anything. My scoring system, my home league scoring system, would blow people's minds. I know you've seen it, and it's quite a sight to behold. But my league, we lose points for receptions. We lose points for rush attempts. We lose points for pass attempts. It's all about efficiency. It's all about the DVOA system built into a fantasy scoring system. So the guys who actually contribute to winning football plays get points. Yeah. I could go on. I could do a whole podcast. I'm not going to do it. So they have two divisions here. The Big Bear Division and the Bakersfield Division. They know how it's going to work. We're going to count down 12 to 1. They've been here before. Let's get going. Number 12, Pumpkin Center Pirates from the Bakersfield Division. Number 6 in the Bakersfield Division. This team issues. Number 12 in total redraft value. Number 12 in starter redraft value on offense. They are a prime age team. In fact, on offense, they're kind of an older team. A lot of that is Drew Brees. So you take Drew Brees out of the equation, it's probably a prime age team here. But still, number 12 in dynasty value. They do gain dynasty value thanks to Dobbins and Judy and McLaurin. So that's good news, but not enough to bring them out of the basement. Still number 12 in dynasty value here. When you look at the position breakdown, well, is it bad to be dead last at running back and wide receiver? Because that's what they are.
Yeah, that might be bad. I don't know why Drew Brees is on the roster. I don't know if they're Saints. I don't know why you wouldn't trade a third.
I don't know why a lot of guys are on the roster.
Yeah, Emmanuel Sanders too. Like, we're dynasty man. We're trying to get that first pick because that's really all we can get for free here.
There's about three tight ends too many on the roster.
Yeah, I like having McLaurin. I like Jerry Jeudy. I like all they had at least two first round picks, couple seconds. You know, they had Chenault and got Claypool. I think those are good starting building blocks.
Yeah.
But like maybe you're just holding out for Drew Brees to start throwing the passes maybe and to get the value. But I think people know what Drew Brees is at this point. I would take a third, man. I really would. I really don't. He's the only thing he's doing is hurting your draft stock.
Yeah.
They don't do PPR. I doubt they do. I doubt they do potential points. But if Drew Brees accidentally wins your game with a 50-point game with a 50-pointer, yeah, that's not good.
They did have some draft picks. They had three first rounders. They had three second rounders. Interestingly enough, they took Keyshawn Vaughn at the 5 spot, which is about as high as I've seen Vaughn go anywhere ever. And that looks like a swing and a miss. However, Dobbins at number 7 and Jerry Jeudy at number 12. I think you have to like those two picks here, not to mention getting Ayuk with the 6th pick in the second round and Chenault and Claypool in the second round as well. So definitely, you know, with those draft picks, this team is going to probably mature over the next year or two. You might be thinking, well, they can't be bad everywhere. I'm sure IDP is good here. No, that's also number 12, dead last.
Yeah, with the four IDP, you know, you only need one guy really probably, and then pick somebody up off the waiver wire is kind of how I'd run it. So not really too important to have basically nothing. I don't know. I mean, look, I know they're rookies. You probably got AJ Terrell in the last round of your rookie draft, but like, give me Eno Benjamin, like give me DJ Dallas, like even somebody who maybe is worth two rounds higher one day. Like over a corner, and it doesn't even really matter.
This team is not exactly going on air. And oh, by the way, dead last in future draft capital as well. No 2021 first rounder. I mean, they did have a bunch of picks in this year's draft. So
okay. Honestly, I think they're kind of on the right path. I mean, to get all those, I know it's on PPR, but you still want to build around wide receivers. They just hold their value a lot longer. So I think they're on the right footing, I guess, at least.
2.44 is the team score. That Vaughn pick at 5 is just going to haunt them. 2.44 is the team score. Helmet stickers here. The future sticker, most rookie starters. Washington General sticker, lowest rated team. Drop it like it's hot, worst rated. There's a lot of worse here. I'll play the all-in sticker, though.
He would start looking into his crotch area during pivotal moments in the hands.
4, having the least future draft capital. Not good to be in last place in the power rankings and have the least future draft capital.
Cannot laugh at that one.
I know. It's so good. Number 11, Valley Ridge Force from the Big Bear Division. Number 6 in the Big Bear Division. The big news here, Adam, Jonathan Taylor. Number 1 overall. That is the way to go. Joe Burrow, number 6 overall. When you have Lamar Jackson on the roster, not the way to go. I mean, definitely a wide gap between how good the number 1 pick is and the number 6 pick here. I don't understand the Joe Burrow pick at all.
Would they take Taylor? Take Taylor 1?
Yeah, number 1 overall. Standard scoring.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I like that. I agree. Joe Burrow 1 quarterback now. I mean, I just did a 1 quarterback league, and I think Burrow went 206.
Yeah, that's his ADP, like somewhere between 204 and 206.
Yeah, I took Tua in the 302. I was freaking happy.
Yeah.
But yeah, but again, Lamar Jackson. I didn't have Lamar Jackson. I had Derek Carr and somebody else. I didn't remember who it was. Somebody not good. So I was happy to have Tua there. Yeah, I don't think you really need it. I think you can, hey, you can get Drew Brees, but for a song probably. But again, like, I don't think this team is really. Oh, but then look at the wide receivers. They're so old.
I know. This is an old team, 27.1. Not old, old, but, you know, Lamar Jackson definitely helps the average age. Wide receiver definitely getting up there, 28 years old for Hopkins, 32 for A.J. Green. Is that right?
Is that right?
Yep, 32 this year for A.J. Green. And Jamison Crowder, he is going to be 26. I mean, Jamison Crowder should be older, I think, but 27 for Jamison Crowder. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely an older wide receiver group, and it's not a good wide receiver group. Number 10 in the league, number 9 at running back. You're hoping Jonathan Taylor really solidifies that. Another team with lacking some future draft capital here, number 11, no first-round pick next year. That is not good information for this team. IDP is kind of middle of the pack here. I don't know. I feel depressed about these first two teams. I'm depressed.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the other one was in just a better shape dynasty-wise.
Yeah.
I mean, this one, like, right when Jonathan Taylor is hitting his prime and becoming, you know, looking at that 26-year whatever season, they're going to be like, they got nothing else.
Yeah, I mean, they pass with that number 6 pick. I mean, we just talked about Vaughn going at 5. I mean, Burrow at 6, it's kind of the same thing. Like, that's ahead of Dobbins. It's ahead of CeeDee Lamb. Worse. It's ahead of Jerry Jeudy. Ugh.
Yeah, I think it's worse. I think that's less of knowing. I mean, at least at the time, Vaughn maybe could have been the guy, probably. Yeah. You know, whereas at least, like, Burrow, you know, it's not really, he's not adding. What's the value? Like, there's no value there. You're really not gaining any value from that.
Yeah. Anything you want to say about IDP?
I mean, I would say they have too many old guys, just to fit the theme, but it's true. Dunlap, Jones, Miller.
They just have a lot of guys. I mean, that's a lot of IDP guys.
Yeah, I mean, you start 4, right? If you have 6 on your roster, I think you may have 1 too many.
Yeah, they have what? How many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They have 10 IDP players. Yeah. Now, they do have cutdowns. We may have gotten this league before the cutdowns happen.
Still, so. But you're not. I mean, it's kind of weird, though. I mean, I guess you'll cut Hayward and Iguodala Bigane.
That's a good try, anyway. 4.19. 4.19 is the team score. Helmet sticker, they get this one, the Invisible Man sticker.
Where are you? Show yourself!
For having A.J. Green projected as a starter. Number 10, Kern River Rats from the Bakersfield Division. Number 5 in that Bakersfield Division. I feel like so far we're just going in order of future draft capital because this is the team that's number 10 in future draft capital. Also missing a 2021 first rounder here. This roster is, I mean, at least a little bit better. Number 8 in total value, number 8 in starter value. Unfortunately, old team, 29.1 on offense, 28.5 overall. Number 11 in dynasty value, they fall off $29 thanks to Julio Jones, Mark Ingram, both losing double-digit figures here. When you look at the positions, wide receiver still good. It's old, but it is good with Julio, Robert Woods, and Keenan Allen. Adam, the big question is running back. Can it hold up and make this team even sort of like a playoff contender with that wide receiver group?
Yeah, I don't know if Kern got the no PPR memo.
Okay.
Because then he would have been like, yeah, we would have been like, hell yeah, brother. I don't know. Eckler, I think will be. I don't know, man. The non-PPR, like, we just, like, non-PPR is RB8. Non-PPR is RB14. Okay, that's a huge difference. I don't think he's a good pure runner. I don't think that's really his thing. They're gonna try, but I don't think that's really his bag. I don't like it. And I tend to look at, if you got good running backs, you're a contender. I don't know if wide receiver is non-PPR standard. I don't know if they're gonna carry you. I don't think Robert Woods, you know, has that like a bit, I mean, Julio Jones will. I mean, he's gonna get touchdowns, whatever. I don't know if Robert Woods has that. I don't think Keenan Allen really has that. I think they're both those. Maybe Robert Woods not as much, but Keenan Allen for sure is like a volume guy.
Yep.
Absolutely. So, yeah, it's a little tough there, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, the future draft capital and The fact that they didn't have a first round draft pick this year hurts. Mm-hmm. They did pick in the second round. They got Michael Pittman. I know you're a Michael Pittman fan, and that's a pretty good value, 2.07.
Yeah, that's really good value, especially he's someone who can contribute early and has been kind of using the red zone a lot in camp. So could be good.
Yeah, I mean, you have to like that, but no first round pick really hurts this team. And, of course, being number 10 in future draft capital, rough. Rough, rough, rough. Anything about the IDP here? It's not bad. Top half of the league.
Definitely solid. I would rather have safeties pretty much 10 times 10 instead of corners because you just don't know what corners score, what they're going to do. And Stephon Gilmore is really good, but teams aren't really going to target him much.
Yep.
So, yeah. But, yeah, they've got Myles Garrett, there's Darius Smith. Okay. Yeah, they probably have high scoring, high sack scoring. I was running through S words in my head. High sack scoring just to, kind of offset some of the lack of starters. So I think Zaire Smith is probably a pretty good group, pretty good guy here.
I can look it up real quick if you want me to.
No, that's cool. I'll just pretend like I know.
All right, cool. Team score here is 4.5. Helmet stickers, empty trophy case, no other stickers. Number 9, Grover Beach Scoundrels 3. From the
third.
Or the third from Bakersfield Division number 4 in the Bakersfield Division here. So this team is, the roster itself is pretty paltry right now anyway. The redraft roster, number 11 in the league, number 11 for both total and starter redraft value. The good news is this is a young team. 24.7 is your average starter age. They jump up pretty significantly in dynasty value. They move to number 7 in dynasty value with Ruggs and DJ Moore and Evan Ingram gaining that value. They are number 6 already at wide receiver value, and that's with some pretty young guys. DJ Moore, Marquise Brown, and Deontay Johnson are starters, along with Jarvis Landry. You know, this is not a terrible dynasty situation overall. I think the big worry is, what's the ceiling? Even with that dynasty value jumping to number 7, can they get to the top of the league on this trajectory?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. I don't know if just like Singletary Jones with Fournette in town and Breida and stuff like that, I don't know if that's really good enough to like make it that far. I think they've got good, like you said, good dynasty players. DJ Moore, Marquise Brown. Maybe we're looking at the other side of a rebuild, something like that. Mm-hmm. Whereas you can, you know, if you're able to get a first or an early pick, you could have got CEH or, you know, hammered someone who's going to produce early. I mean, I like that they have Ruggs. They're definitely building on receivers, which I like a lot. It's just, I don't know if you've pivoted correctly into being a contender yet. Maybe one more season or be able to pick up like a better running back, I think.
Yeah, this is definitely a team I'd like to see extra future draft capital for. I think that would look really nice here. You know, they didn't have any extra picks this year. You know, they had their one first round pick, their one second round pick, their one third round pick. They got Ruggs in the first round. Justin Herbert at 2.05, another reach. And they went defense, Chase Young, in round 3. Sometimes I see teams like this, and I think it reminds me of guys in my home league who are, I don't want to say inactive, but less active than the other owners.
Interesting.
You know, they're just going to sit at their picks more or less and not move anywhere. And, you know, their team just sort of slowly, it's either going in one direction or the other. They're just slowly getting worse or they're slowly getting better. That's the only thing their teams do.
Interesting. Yeah, I see this one as like a UTH, like under the helmet, like just pound around wide receivers type of thing. And like I said, like maybe we're looking at a team that's like, I mean, if they had a top, I mean, if they had a top running back here, right, this team would be pretty solid, especially for Dynasty, be even better.
Yeah.
So I like that. And then the IDP is super young, really talented group. And then for 6, perfect number. You nailed it.
Yep.
Perfect number of guys, great safeties.
Yeah, and it's number 4 in consensus value on IDP.
Yeah, really, really good too. So I really like this IDP. This is kind of like the best way to go about it. Can you tell me where they drafted Chase Young, and then we'll see if I change my opinion.
3.05.
I'll see. Beautiful. Beautiful. Well done. That's good value there. I'm fine with him in the mid-late second. So even in a league like this, I think. So, yeah.
4.08 is the team score here. Helmet stickers, the This Is Fine sticker, Deshaun Watson projected as a starter. No refunds. This is my lowest rated team versus consensus. and the young Wild and Free sticker.
So what, we go out, that's how it's supposed to be. Living young and wild and free.
For the youngest projected starting lineup in the league. Number 8, Balcom Canyon Badgers. Probably mispronounced that. From the Bakersfield Division, number 3 in the Bakersfield Division. This team is, I mean, this roster is not awful. I mean, it's number 7 in total value, number 5 in starter value. When you look at some of the positional breakdowns, number 6 at running back, number 7 at wide receiver, number 4 at tight end, and, you know, I know you and I agree on this. Matt Stafford as a number 1 quarterback in a 1 quarterback league is fine. It's dandy to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he was like number 1 quarterback in PPR and PPG last year before he got hurt.
Yeah, he was on pace for 5,000 yards and 40 touchdowns.
Yeah, he was absolutely crushing it, and like not much has changed with his offense, stuff like that. So if anything, it's gotten better with DeAndre Swift in town and sort of takes pressure off there. Yeah, so we really like him. I'd like to see Derrick Henry. I'd like to see Chris Carson. I think those are, you know, that's a solid start, even in a 12-team league.
Yeah,
Henry,
by the way, in this scoring system is probably absolutely a little bit even more valuable than what standard scoring consensus value is for him, which is running back 4.
I was just thinking about it. I would try a touchdown only league. I feel like that would be kind of fun. I feel like it's like really the only thing that score points is like maybe it'd be fun. I don't know. Anyway, you know, just as a change from the MPLB, you know, score everything. So just, anyway,
you should do a league where it's you just get points for touchdowns and receptions and nothing else.
No receptions, just touchdowns. throwing touchdowns, catching touchdowns, running touchdowns in, and then kicks.
Okay. Yeah, that's called 1988 scoring.
I'm down. I want to try it. I want the purest experience possible. I'm a hipster, man, fantasy hipster. Anyway, the wide receivers. Yeah, I mean that's when it starts to get. I don't feel comfortable with Tyler Lockett. Even as a wide receiver 2, I start to get a little bit. I really do think I love the good player. I think DK starts to take his lunch. I just feel like it's a low volume passing attack. It's not really changing. Yep.
I don't know if I agree with you on Lockett, but I do agree that I don't know if that offense is good enough for 2 guys to both be top 25, which is right where they're ranked right now.
Right.
Is both 25, top 25. I'm a little pessimistic about DK. If you're a little pessimistic about Tyler Lockett, I mean, I think it could go either way for sure.
Yeah, I think that's totally fair. It's definitely an interesting way to look at it too. It's like one of these guys is going to be really good. I don't know if they can. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if they can support 2 guys. It just doesn't seem like it's possible.
Yeah, I don't think so. Not unless the coaches change.
Right.
The problem for this team, and one of the problems, I suppose, no picks in the first 3 rounds of this year's draft. And boy, was this the wrong year to not have a pick in the first 3 rounds. They ended up getting Antonio Gandy-Golden and Devin Asiasi in round 4. They picked up Chason in round 5.
Nice.
He's in as a linebacker, according to CBS. So if he's a linebacker, that's not so good. If he's a DE, which he just got changed to in MFL, woohoo, as someone who drafted him, that's good. So, yeah, I mean, this team definitely could use some young players for sure. Future draft capital is pretty good. Number 4 in the league, they have. What's funny is they don't have a 2021 first, but they have 1, 2 2021 seconds and 3 2021 third rounders. So going with quantity over quality in the future picks.
Indeed.
Let's move on. So this team is at 5.08 in team score. Just one sticker, the old time rock and roll. For the oldest projected starting lineup in the league. Number 7, North County Triads from the Big Bear Division. This is only the second team from the Big Bear Division. You can tell which division stinks. So this team, number 9 in total value, number 10 in starter offensive value, and they are number 8 in future draft capital as well. So the reason they do move up has to be IDP. They are number 2 in IDP ranking for both consensus and Adam. You agree with consensus here. So let's start there. We're probably not going to get to talk about IDP primarily for any team. So we should do it here. What are you seeing with this group?
Yeah, I mean, you've got a Bosa, you got a Watt. Oh, wow, they both Bosas. I mean, that's solid. You don't need right? Because you can start, you only need one at each position, and then you can start up to three, right? So to have that as be your starting three guys, even if the scoring is not phenomenal, I think that's really going to help you, like, week to week, I think. I think it does give you a nice little...
You can start up to two.
So up to two. Yeah. Well, yeah. All right. Well, then enjoy putting one on the bench and figuring out which one that's going to be. But, yeah, the linebackers, like, I don't... They're outside linebackers. I feel like you can get better guys, really. I don't know. But the defensive ends are, like, obviously, like, amazing.
Yeah, and they have to figure out... Well, I guess they only need one defensive back, so...
Right. And Logan Ryan was, like, the number one IDP pretty much just because he was absolute garbage last year. So, you know, he'll get targeted a ton.
Yeah, on offense, this is not exactly the best team in the league. Number 8 at running back, number 9 at wide receiver. They picked up CeeDee Lamb with the number 10 pick. So I like that value. That's really good. I mean, he went after Burrow. He went after Tua. Tua went 9th overall. Again, one quarterback. I did not get that wrong. It's one quarterback league.
I'm glad you double checked. Yeah, it's a little sketchy. Like I'm fine with Aaron Jones and David Montgomery Howard. I think that's okay, not great, but okay. And then wide receiver, I start to get very queasy.
Yeah, number 9 at wide receiver with Cup.
Fuller. I thought OBC Johnson was supposed to be a thing this year. He's super far down there. 109?
I know he's not. What's funny is he's not really rising in the rankings. I keep checking him. Like, I keep thinking he's going to rise because he's declared a starter. He's the number 2. He's ahead of Justin Jefferson. You know, I have Justin Jefferson in 2 leagues, I think. And in both of them, I at least tried to get Olabisi Johnson in, like, in some of these waivers that are running before the season. I'm a little worried as a Justin Jefferson owner for this year, not long term. But, yeah, I'm a little surprised that he doesn't have a little bit more pizzazz to him. I mean, there's definitely some targets to go around.
Absolutely, I agree.
Anyway, that ranking, 119, 109, whatever it is. 109. That's no good. It's no good. Anything else you want to talk about here with this team? Are we good?
Yeah, I think we're good.
All right, we're good. It's 5.27. Hey, we get to see an IDP sticker. We don't get them all that often, but for owning Joey Bosa and Nick Bosa, you get the Smash Brothers sticker, so that's fun. The other one, we'll play this one, the diluted sticker.
But it might work for us.
For having Will Fuller projected as a starter, because maybe he'll stay healthy this year. Probably not, though. No. Number 6, Atlanta Arrogant Bastards. From the Big Bear Division, number 4 in the Big Bear Division. This team is number 6 in total redraft value, number 7 in starter redraft value. Other than wide receiver, I think this is actually one of the better teams that we're going to look at here. Number 3 at quarterback, number 5 at running back, number 2 at tight end. When you look at running backs here, Zeke, Akers, Swift, having those high-profile rookies definitely will help the running back group. And then, obviously, Darren Waller, Hayden Hurst, 2 top 9 tight ends on the roster. But we need to talk about wide receiver where things kind of fall apart a little bit. Calvin Ridley, Marvin Jones, Brandon Cooks, and then it really falls off to Mecole Hardman. I know you like Mecole Hardman, and I mean, I like Brandon Cooks a little bit. Yeah, like, I do think this is a wide receiver group that at the end of the year, I would not be shocked if they're closer to league average than league bottom, but there's also risk here. I mean, Cooks has had a lot of injuries. Marvin Jones he's kind of dependent on Matt Stafford, who's dealt with a lot of injuries. And Calvin Ridley, we're waiting for the breakout. I hope the breakout comes, but there's no guarantees there.
Yeah, I think you kind of nailed it. I definitely think we could see this as a much higher group. I really like Brandon Cooks. Mecole Hardman, like, is kind of hard to pin down. I think he's a nice, like, in leagues where you're starting a lot of guys, like, and you know, he's like a throw-in, like, wide receiver.
Yeah, he's a high ceiling guy. He's a good, like,
but the floor is 0, which sucks. But eventually, you know, I feel like even next year, like, Sammy's going to be gone, you know, so Hardman's like, you know, 2 super fast guys. If Tyreek Hill goes to another team, gets hurt, or like
suspended,
hopefully gets suspended for something, finally, you know, it's finally caught. I don't know what to say. But yeah, but interesting team, right? Because you have like Akers and DeAndre Swift, which is good, very dynasty focused. I don't know how I feel about Swift this year. I want to be all in on Akers. I have him in redraft. I've, you know, taken him on as like a, my, you know, hopefully a starter, but it's kind of not looking that way. It's good they have Daryl Henderson. I think that's good to have there. Yeah, it's a really interesting team. I could see it kind of go either way with this one.
Yeah, so they got Swift at three. They had three and four. So they got Swift at three and Akers at four. And they got A.J. Dillon in the second round, 2.04. Wow. Yeah, so that's interesting as well. And then Hayden Hurst is a free agent pickup in round three there. Another big point for this team, number two in future draft capital. They have two 2021 first-rounders in the hopper there. So that's really nice because they had two this year. They have two next year. It's not the worst way to go to kind of build through the draft by just putting together a couple first-round picks every year. You can definitely make some hay that way. You know, when you look at the roster, though, it's league average. It's hard to, like, grab onto something here.
Right.
I mean, it's there's definitely some good parts, like, of the team.
Yeah, I think, like you said, like, if they were top, you know, they ended fourth best team, like, I'd be like, yeah, sure, it makes total sense to me. But then also if they're 10th, they'd be like, yeah, these guys didn't really pan out.
Yeah, I mean, it's – right. The wide receivers for sure are – I mean, but I think the biggest problem, the biggest indictment of the wide receivers is – there's just no way this is actually, like, a good wide receiver group. Like,
right.
I think they can be average or bad. I just don't see any way that they're, like, really good.
Man, I really like Calvin Ridley. I really do. You know, I was big into him coming into the league in that sort of that second year, I think, where he was kind of forgotten about. You know, I was like, oh, he went to the Falcons. Like, that sucks. And, like, he had a good year, but the last year was not as good, so... I've kind of been a big fan of him. I really like Brandon Cooks. You know, I think it's like for the last 5 years, he's top 15 wide receiver. A couple of them are top 10 wide receivers. So I think he has it in him for sure. And woof, they're going to be throwing from behind a lot. So it would definitely be an interesting situation for some of these guys.
Yeah. It's an average team overall. I mean, that's why they're here at number
six.
Yeah,
so they're 6-6-6.
Yep.
Average cross board.
6.16 is the team score, and the helmet stickers, empty trophy case, no other stickers. That's how you know a team is boring, when they get no stickers. Number five, North Shore Nemesis. I guess the team that won the title last year, right? North Shore Nemesis won with the Aaron Jones touchdown. Although, I don't see Aaron Jones on the roster, so I guess he was traded. Big Bear Division, number three in the Big Bear Division. And when you look at the roster here, number five in total value, number six in total, and I'm sorry, starter offensive value. It is a youngish team. 25.8 is your average starter age. In fact, on defense, very young, 24.7 on offense alone. They do gain a little bit of dynasty value here, although they do fall from number five in total redraft value to number six in total dynasty value. Debo gains his value back, really, and Kareem Hunt gains dynasty value here. Freshly, newly re-signed or extended or whatever, Kareem Hunt. They do lose some value with Sterling Shepard and a little bit with Christian McCaffrey as well. So when you look at the positional breakdown here, definitely running back heavy with Christian McCaffrey as the number one. Boy, is a lot riding on Le'Veon Bell here. He needs to be huge. Running back 23 in consensus value. You know, we saw reports that, Frank Gore was the best looking running back. I mean, that is a legitimate report that came out. Frank Gore was the best looking, running back in Jets camp at one point. Let's hope that does not stay true as we move into the regular season here. A lot riding on Le'Veon Bell as the number two. Adam, what do you think about Kareem Hunt? He just signed that extension. He's consensus running back 29. I was kind of under the impression that Nick Chubb was the man there. Does that bother you?
Yeah, it does. I mean, like, Fantasy Pros has Chubb 10 right now, and we see Kareem Hunt 28. So it's like, I'm a little worried, honestly. Like, I am. I think, what was it, when Kareem Hunt came back or whatever, he was like, had he out-touched like 2-1, basically, Chubb, but Chubb got all the inside the... you know, the red zone work, basically, inside the 10-yard line, right? That was like kind of
although
the
he was
thing.
Terrible in,
right? Yeah, I think he had a couple just you know, 0-yard runs, right? At the goal line, but
I remember I think I won a title because he got stuffed like four straight times or something on the 1-yard line. Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think I have any Chubb shares because I was terrified of Kareem Hunt to begin with. I really thought they potentially cut him a little too quickly. And I think he's a solid player. I think he really is. I think it was more than just the Andy Reid offense. I really do think he's solid. It does kind of worry me for Nick Chubb. I mean, great for the Browns, great for the NFL, but kind of really sucks for fantasy.
Interesting picks here. Zach Moss, 1.11. That's a very high pick. That's a spicy meatball, picking Zach Moss at 1.11. I do like Zach Moss, but that's definitely a reach in terms of his ADP, for sure. He went ahead of Jerry Jeudy. He went ahead of Justin Jefferson. Yikes. Went ahead of Jalen Reagor, for sure. Howie. So,
did you get spicy meatball from me?
Like maybe. Is that something you said?
Yeah.
Picked it up through osmosis.
Yeah. But I agree with your evaluation of the running backs. And even the wide receivers are very sketchy. I think eighth group is generous.
Ambitious?
Yeah. It's something. It's, you got a lot of players that are question marks.
I mean, DJ Chark and Michael Gallup are two of the bigger, like, those guys are really hard to rank because Chark was such a, for different reasons. Like, Chark was, you know, very much a tale of two halves kind of player.
Right.
Where he was, I mean, what was he in the top? Like, he was top 10, top 12 through the first seven, eight games, something like that. And then everyone changed their team name to Baby Chark, and then he started to suck. It was when that happened.
Everyone cursed it, basically. Yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And then Gallup, you know, had a great year last year, and if nothing changed in that offense, he'd probably be, you know, around where Calvin Ridley's ranked, right? Like around 20, yeah. 18, 19, something like that. But obviously they picked up CD Lamb, and now that situation is very clouded, for sure.
Yeah. Cluttered. Good way to put it. It's murky.
Yeah. So also picked up Denzel Mims. I think you'll like this one. Picked up Denzel Mims at 2.08.
That's good. Yeah, he's actually, I don't know, I've said maybe their draft was a little earlier, but he's actually, yeah, fallen pretty hard in rookie drafts. Yeah, I think in that one, I think he was 207, 208, something like that. And I was like a little jealous. I think that's good value. He's somebody who could turn into someone who's a decent player. I think, you know, he was at Baylor. It wasn't really like, I wouldn't say he was pro ready. I think he, big body guy. I think he needs work, but could be something good.
Yeah, and if Adam Gase is no longer the coach there, maybe he'll be good someday.
Yeah, maybe. I like the Mark Andrews, too, we didn't mention.
Yeah, Mark Andrews, especially in a league like this, he's much better in standard scoring as a very, very efficient player than anything that values receptions, because he, among like the elite tight ends, or at least among like the top six, seven tight ends, he was not much of a volume guy. Real quick, defensively, this is a group that you like. You have them number three on defense. Mm-hmm. Aaron Donald, I guess he's good at football.
Yes, he is. Contrary to what ESPN metrics, I don't know if ESPN are known for the metrics, but contrary to what they put out, he's very good at football, very good at IDP. You know, like a 15 sack year is never out of the question. And I love Cameron Jordan a lot. I think people are a little down on him. Just, he's like unknown. Like, it's weird. He's so good in the league, and he's just slightly unknown. Maybe the Watson, the Bosa's are just bigger characters. I like Corey Littleton a lot too. TJ Watt, outside linebacker in a league like this, I don't know. It's a little tough, I feel like, to get those guys in there. Because, like, TJ Watt's a really good example. Week one, he had three sacks. I don't think he had another sack until, like, week six. So he's putting up, like, zeros or, like, ones or twos in there for a while.
Team score here, 6.24. Empty trophy case. No other stickers. That team won a title last year. Are we in agreement that this is not exactly a favorite this year?
This is a team that won? I missed that.
Yeah, North Shore Nemesis. They won last year on the Aaron Jones. He's not here anymore. Yeah.
No. It'd be interesting. I don't think so, though.
Number four, Silver Oak Eagles from the Bakersfield Division, number two in the Bakersfield Division. This team is number four for offensive roster here. They have the number three dynasty situation on offense. 26.8 is your average starter age overall. 27.4, we're definitely getting up there for the offensive age. Obviously, right now, Ben Roethlisberger projected as a starter does not help the average age. So other than that, it's not too bad. Roethlisberger at 38 pulls that up. You know, the fact that Ben Roethlisberger and Ryan Fitzpatrick are the first two quarterbacks here is probably one of the reasons this team reached for Tua at the number nine pick. Feeling like maybe they could definitely use some youth at quarterback. You know, this is a league where it's standard scoring. They say it's TD heavy. I don't know if that skews your thoughts on drafting quarterbacks at all, but I mean, that might make quarterbacks a little bit more valuable, I guess.
You mean like 6-point passing touchdown?
Yeah.
Yeah, potentially, for sure. I mean, even 12 team, you know, one quarterback does kind of get a little, can get a little tough. I mean, they had Fitzpatrick, so I don't hate the pick. It makes a lot more sense to me than the Burrow pick, I think.
It is only 4-point passing touchdown.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so just the receptions and stuff like that. Well, that makes sense if there's no PPR. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't hate it. Big Ben could retire at any moment. I mean, it could be midseason. Who knows? Yes. So you definitely need somebody else.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like you may want to take a third and go get Drew Brees or, you know what I'm going to say, Philip Rivers. Mm-hmm. Go get him. Somebody who can just play for you and you don't have to spend a lot. Not first, that's for sure.
This wide receiver group is freaking elite. Michael Thomas, Chris Godwin, AJ Brown, yeah. Adam Thielen, number one in the league. I mean, the auction values that we give are based out of a $200 cap. This wide receiver group alone is supposed to take you $175 to acquire. So, I mean, that shows you two things. I mean,
how many 12-team leagues are not starting DK Metcalf on a roster? Yeah, not very crazy. Many.
But it shows you that, number one, this wide receiver group is amazing, but also it shows you that the rest of the roster on offense is just kind of lacking, right? Dead last at quarterback, number seven at running back with Dalvin Cook and Raheem Mostert, hopefully Antonio Gibson, where did Antonio Gibson go? He went 3.09. I mean, he is a key figure for this team.
Yeah. I'm surprised he's so low. I feel like he's somebody who they RB 33, 34. I feel like he's going to be better than that. Just if he plays all the games.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's gaining more value in PPR and half point per reception because he is that like hybrid type of player. So it's interesting to see, but I think he's definitely a crucial piece for this team. Other than that, I don't know. Standard quo. I mean, IDP is not great here. It's towards the bottom of the league, but it's going to come down to this offense. It's going to come down to this running back group. I don't worry too much about Ben Roethlisberger. He'll be fine. I think tight ends, but
I think Mostert's probably okay in this kind of setup. I don't think there's too many guys really like.
I honestly think you're just hoping that. I mean, right now they're not even projected to start more than one running back. But I think you're really just hoping that Antonio Gibson is good. I mean, if Antonio Gibson is good and you can get away with starting him, I mean, they might have enough. They might have enough.
Right. That's a good way to put it for sure.
Team score here is 7.05. I'm sorry, 7.50, rather. They get the forward sticker for having DK Metcalf and AJ Brown. They get the duck sticker, worst rated quarterback position, and the diva sticker. I'm not a diva. Top rated wide receiver position by a mile. Thomas is a diva. Is Thielen a diva? I feel like Thielen's a secret diva.
I mean, he's a UDFA. Hopefully he's humble.
Yeah, I think he presents humble, but he's not really.
That's a lot of them.
Number three, Boston Ivory Tower from the Big Bear Division. Number two in the Big Bear Division here. This team is number two. I mean, this is the number two roster. We're definitely getting up there. We are getting to the tippy top of the league with the most dangerous rosters. So this team is number two in total and starter redraft value and offense. An older team for sure. Not too bad on offense. 27.3 on offense. 27.9 overall. So still in prime age offensive territory, although they do lose a smidgen of dynasty value here. They go from number two in total redraft value to number four in dynasty value. Connor, Kelsey. I don't know why Connor loses value, but whatever. Kelsey loses value. Kenyon Drake loses a little bit of value as well.
Damn.
This is the Saquon Barkley team. This team is number, I mean, every position is in the top four, first of all, in offense. Number four quarterback, number three at running back, number four at wide receiver, number one, Travis Kelce and George Kittle at tight end. I mean, what's crazy is this team is not even projected to start George Kittle.
What?
So good luck with that.
Wow. Yeah, this is a really good team.
Evans and Drake and Connor all have more value than George Kittle.
Yeah, for sure.
Without tight end premium.
Wow. This is a real. I want to see their two teams because this one's really, really good.
Yeah.
Maybe,
scary.
You know, a bit older. You know, Kelce and Russell Wilson's not young. Mike Evans is not young anymore, though. Mike Evans is actually still younger than you think. I don't think he's even 27 yet.
Yeah, he's definitely not that old. Well, first of all, this is the number one team for me. This is my number one team on offense anyway. The reason that they are not ranked in the top two reasons. Number one, they are seventh in future draft capital with, it looks like, just their own picks. They don't have any extra picks. So maybe they're tied. They're probably tied with a few other teams for future draft capital. And IDP, they are the number five IDP group. You have them number six. I guess that's not terrible, but I'm assuming the top two teams have a little bit more there.
Yeah, I don't think it's terrible. I think my ranking of Cameron Hayward is probably a little low. I talked about it with TJ Watt. Khalil Mack's the same thing. I mean, you'll get a zero in that position. Now, the chance of you getting a 26 or a 30 is also possible, but I just feel like you want someone with a little bit higher floor. If you're going to start that, maybe one or two. And, like, yeah, they can have defensive ends too, but Brandon Graham will get some tackles. You know, Trey Flowers will get some tackles and stuff, where I don't know if Khalil Mack really has that tackle floor, even especially in that linebacker spot. And, you know, just it's just not as valuable. But Buda Baker's messed up again, but I like Jordan Poyer, you know, a little bit, especially in a setup like this. Even though he's a free safety, someone you can just lock in and you'll, you know, you get something out of him. Buda Baker is really good.
Yeah. Yeah, these top three teams are probably really, really close. I mean, I'll have to look at the team scores as we move along, but I think
this is the third running back group with Saquon Barkley is very, very interesting. Very, very interesting.
Yeah. Did we see any of the top two at running back?
I don't think so.
So the top two teams have, the top two teams have the top two running back groups. Hmm. So let's get to them. So this team is 8.0 in team score. And they get the helmet stickers, the RML approved sticker, highest rated RML staff ranking. You know what? I'll play the sticker for this one. The RML approved sticker. This is my highest rated team on offense versus consensus. I love Saquon. I have Saquon number one over Christian McCaffrey, which makes me odd, I suppose. I like George Kittle too over consensus and Kenny Galladay. So there. How about that? Number two, Bear Lake Berserkers from the Big Bear Division. Makes sense. Number one team in the
Berserkers?
Division.
Berserkers?
What did I say?
You said Berserkers.
Oh, is that not right?
Berserkers.
Berserkers? Berserkers.
Oh, my God.
Is that not right? I'm looking it up.
It's Berserkers.
I mean, I think it's one of those either or.
It goes either way. No, it does. Oh, my God. Okay, maybe it does.
Maybe pronounce.
I think you got mixed up with the Bear. Bear and Berserkers.
Berserker.
Berserkers.
Oh, I guess I mispronounced
it. I'm a nerd. That's a Marvel, you know. There's Berserkers in that, and you just, you're not that cool.
I'm not that cool. That's absolutely true. the amount of money I spent on a manual espresso maker will tell you exactly how cool I am. This team is number three in the total redraft value and number three in the starter redraft value. They move up to number two in the dynasty value here, thanks to Jefferson, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Juju Smith-Schuster. So, but the big news here really is actually the future draft capital, where they rank number one by quite a bit. They have one, two, three, four 2021 first rounders. No 2021 second or thirds. But hey, if you got four first round picks next year, you don't need second or thirds. In addition to that, they only had one pick this year in the first round, but it ended up being Clyde Edwards-Helaire. That's not a bad get, even in a league like this. He ends up being the number four running back on the roster. That's crazy. Number one running back group in the league. Nick Chubb, Josh Jacobs, and Joe Mixon, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. What's interesting, you know, no top five running backs here, but you have running backs 7, 8, 9, and 10. Pretty good.
This team with the future draft capital is phenomenal. I mean, Cooper, to have the fact that Odell Beckham, who was the number one dynasty asset for like 4 years, 3 years in a row at least, is not even a starter, is insane. And then Juju Smith-Schuster also, like, for a light lineup league, that's really, really good. Really, really good. And then there's some good depth guys too. I mean, you know, Justin Jefferson, maybe James Washington turns it around. Melvin Gordon's depth. What? That's crazy.
He's the fifth running back here.
That's crazy. Even Corey Davis could turn around, maybe be something. Yeah. Really, really, really solid. And like, I really like Aaron Rodgers. I like the approach at quarterback too. Mm-hmm. You get one guy, you know, who is a bit older and one younger guy, and you know, they can kind of maybe Mayfield ascends a bit, and I think Rodgers will be solid for another couple years too. So really solid group.
Yeah, they got Justin Jefferson at 2.01. If I want to get a little nitpicky, they took Jordan Love with 3.01 ahead of Bryan Edwards, ahead of Joshua Kelly. That pick I don't like, but that's really nitpicky. This is a tremendous team. I mean, there's a reason this team. They are kind of weak at IDP, for the record, or at least middle of the pack. They're not strong at IDP, but I don't know how much that's going to matter.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. I don't think it really matters too much, but I think they're fine with Houston, Frank Clark, and Ngakoue. I think that's a really solid group. And then, yeah, take Patrick Queen. I mean, I think he's going to be the best rookie. Could be the best rookie. Could be an LB1 overall. Probably no problem with that. And then you know Tre'Davious White's going to play the whole game. You know he's going to get some points, a lot of passes defended. So I think he's fine there. I think I still would rather see a safety. I think, you know, having, you know, seven guys, you probably don't need Mario Addison. Maybe he even got cut. And I think you're solid.
8.63 is the team score. Fifth round pick, by the way, for Queen, in case you were wondering.
Yeah, it's really good.
8.63 is the team score here. Helmet stickers, the hoarder sticker, most draft capital, and the runaway sticker.
Run away fast as you can.
Run away from the baby.
Top rated running back group in the league.
Run away from the
Number one, Tasmania Devils from the Bakersfield Division. Number one in the Bakersfield Division. So here we have the, first of all, the number one total redraft value team, the number one starter redraft value team, and the number one dynasty value team. So that's the first bit of information. Young squad as well, 25.4 on offense. Very, very young. So this is, everything here is really good except for tight end, basically. Tight end is number 12, dead last in the league. Outside of that, number one at quarterback with Mahomes. Number two at running back with Kamara, Sanders, Gurley, and Fournette. Number two at wide receiver with Adams, Tyreek Hill, Allen Robinson, Stephon Diggs. Number three at future draft capital. And, oh, by the way, number one, well, sort of. Number one at IDP, although that's pre-Danielle Hunter IR news. Hopefully he's only out for a few weeks.
Right. Yeah, just a couple weeks, probably 3 weeks. Though the neck thing, is real sketchy. But to have, like, if he was playing, which, I mean, we could put DeMarcus Lawrence there. I don't think that's the fall off is, like, I feel like DeMarcus Lawrence, chance top five, top ten is pretty,
I mean, it's
solid.
Just for, if it's just for a few weeks, that's not the end of the
world. Right. That's the thing. I was like, have Chris Jones and Daniel Hunter, Darius Leonard, and probably DeMarcus, I guess you do this. So Von Bell, probably do a little better than that. But I think it's a pretty solid group right there. And, like, really, really good team. Really good team.
Yeah, I mean, this is
I don't know which team I like better. I can't decide.
IDP definitely helps here, but they are the number one offensive unit in terms of consensus value. They picked up Jalen Reagor in round two, 2.02. They actually had two second-round picks. I don't love Anthony McFarland at 2.11. He's just not my favorite prospect, but not terrible value there anyway. And Jalen Reagor at 2.02 is really, really nice, I think.
Yeah, those are good picks. I feel like I might like the previous team better.
I mean, that's fair. I think
Kamara's a little sketchy. Sanders, like, people, you know, if you had, would you rather Kamara and Sanders or 7, 8, 9, 10? You know, it's like kind of like that. Though I do like Todd Gurley a lot. I don't know. I think I'd rather their team with all the future draft capital. I feel like it's just a better dynasty team.
Yeah, I think that's entirely fair. I think any of the top three teams are pretty legit. If one of those top three teams wins, I would be pretty like, yeah, that seems reasonable. Like, you know, the North Shore, like the defending champs, the North Shore, what's the North Shore nemesis? Like, they won, but I would be pretty surprised if they won this year. I would not pick them over these top three teams.
No way, definitely not. These teams are stacked.
Yeah, this is a really good squad. You know, we get to the top of the league, and it's like, what is there left to say? Like, there's only so many ways I can say, like, Patrick Mahomes and Devontae Adams are really good.
So, like,
football
this one
players.
Though, like Allen Robinson, at least this year, I'm a lot worried about. We both like Diggs, I know, so I don't know. I probably feel good that, but not a ton of depth after that. You know, Leonard Fournette's a little sketchy. Todd Gurley can go at any moment. Like, you know,
you're absolutely right. Like, this is not a runaway number one team, for sure.
Yeah.
Team score here is 9.37. Helmet stickers, the let's make it 6-point passing touchdowns. Top rated quarterback position. I think it's a problem. Worst rated tight end position. I mean, if there's anything to nitpick here, it's not even really a nitpick. It's just a flat-out criticism. Like, number 12 at tight end, Dallas Goedert, and then, Tyler Eifert. I mean, Harrison Bryant at least has some positive momentum, but I don't think you want Harrison Bryant as, like, your number two behind Dallas Goedert. That's not his sort of the role he should fit right now. So tight end is absolutely an issue here. And, again, like, these top three teams are all really close, so you can nitpick a little bit in amongst them for sure. So 9.37 is the team score. Helmut Sickers, I think it's a problem. Worst rated tight end position. Let's make it 6-point passing touchdowns. Top rated quarterback position. And I'll play this one, the Magnus sticker.
I'm not going to reply to questions about chess elitism from inferior minds.
We're having the number one team, top rated team, the fantasy football grand master. We did it. We counted down 12-2-1. Thank you to Get a Life Football Champions League. And thank you to Rob for setting this up. You can follow me still on Twitter at RateMyLeague. Adam, where can we follow you?
At AdamTZ and DynastyLeagueFootball.com.
Have a great season. Good luck this year. Hopefully we'll get to talk to you again in the future. Adios.